Blog Talk Radio.
My people, another live broadcast. Welcome to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. It's your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy. Today, March 20th, 2014. You know what's so funny? Well, let me, before I say anything funny, Thursday, March 20th, 2014, live broadcast of Moving Forward. I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy, and I'm broadcasting live from Somerset, Kentucky. Man, I see all over the country, don't I? I keep it moving, but no matter.
Good morning, Tia. Good morning, this morning. This morning is the finest morning. It's no other morning. It's this morning. If tomorrow morning is finest, this morning.
I went downtown.
I saw Miss Brown.
She had brown sugar.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Keep my fingers off you, baby, I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy.
I am pissed. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm back. I cannot believe the phone service from the studio is not working properly. I promise you, I paid too much money for this service to keep having these technical difficulties every freaking week. I am so pissed off right now. But you know what? What we do, we're going to move forward and do tonight's show. All right. As I was saying, welcome to tonight's live broadcast. It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and I'm broadcasting live from Somerset, Kentucky. I know you're probably asking yourself, where in the world is Somerset, Kentucky? I'm here to let you know, Somerset, Kentucky is like right outside of Lexington, Kentucky, in the middle of no man's land. But what's so funny, though, the people that I've met since I've been here are very nice. It's like, you know, it's so funny how stereotypes work, because you're thinking everybody out in a country town like Somerset, Kentucky is going to be, you know, a little unbrotherly love, you know, but actually that's not the case. I've met a lot of nice people since I've been here. Anyway, tonight's show is going to be about, if I get all my technical difficulties together here, bear with me. How we doing? Testing, 1, 2, mic check. Okay, tonight's show, we are talking about the college athletes. Should they or should they not get paid? Also, we are going to talk about the fact of, you know, it's March Madness. That's why we're having this topic tonight. It's March Madness. But as you know, at least, what will you say, 80% of all athletes are African Americans. Is this another form of us being exploited by the powers that be? Because, you know, the kids are making millions and millions of dollars for these schools, and they're not making any money. So we're going to talk about this whole debate about should college athletes get paid. We're going to talk about the whole debate where the colleges said, well, they're student athletes, so that's the reason why they don't get paid. But at the same time, the colleges are making buku dollars. Billions and billions of dollars. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break so I can calm down from being upset from all the technical difficulty, and we're going to get this show on the road tonight. And once again, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
what you say now. Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should have never let you in, 'cause you got me face down. That you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on us and on no one. So why would you show up uninvited? Just change my mind like that. Please don't take this personal. But you ain't special till I made you so. You better act like you know that I've been through worse than you. He one item. I never listen, no. I should have figured though. All that shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Man, to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. 'Cause I usually do stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just left it. Baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, just the time's long. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. Okay, and my love is patient and kind of. This is where we can build through different types of. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just.
You know what? Tonight is not my night. I'm going to push through. All right. We are talking about college athlete. And I'm just letting everybody know, I will be calling my engineers in the morning, and they're going to have to fix this. All right. Let's get into the show. First off, do you think that college athletes should get paid? Or do you think that they're getting an education when that is payment enough? Or do you think that they should just have school spirit and enjoy the fact that they get a chance to travel for free? They get to think about this. Most of these athletes, they've been, you know, maybe from the inner city, or even a lot of them are from rural areas, but they wouldn't have never had this opportunity to travel to all these different cities. Some of them get a chance to travel out the country. So do you think this is just a life experience where that's payment enough? So what we're going to do, I'm going to play this clip so we can get into this. So we can, because like I tell you guys, every week there is always a plan. There is always a plan. And that plan is usually has a dark side. So first, let's get into this plan. Let's go ahead and get straight to the meat of this subject. All right, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YaiserRadio.com. And once again, I apologize so much for the technical difficulties tonight. But we're going to pull it in. We're going to pull it in, and we're going to push through. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YaiserRadio.com.
Should college athletes be paid? Some say they should, because we know the NCAA and university athletic departments are certainly getting paid. I recently sat down with civil rights historian and author of the e-book, The Cartel, Taylor Branch, and here's what he had to say.
people. The players are beginning to realize that this system is amateur only for them, that is not in law. It's basically a Wizard of Oz system fleecing them. And so there are lawsuits and all kinds of other things that are going to tear the NCAA apart sooner or later. I argue that it should have a general fall and try to regulate itself, because if it tries to hang on to all this money, it's just going to go up in flames.
When we talk about money, we're talking about billions of dollars that they are earning this money based upon essentially free labor. So, for instance, the NCAA, they go out and they negotiate contracts for video games. Oscar Robertson, many consider him to be one of the greatest NBA players of all time, graduates from the University of Cincinnati in 1960. The NCAA includes the likeness of Oscar Robertson in a video game. Don't tell him. He gets no money from it. And according to their rules, they own the likeness of an athlete like Oscar Robertson for eternity?
Not only when he's a player, but for eternity, and they're making money on it. And the ex-players, led by Ed O'Bannon, who was player of the year in 1995 on UCLA's
right.
championship team, they're suing antitrust. It's the first time the players have done this. Before, which I had no idea about, the colleges themselves, the football powers, were the first ones to sue the NCAA, saying, we don't want you regulating our TV contracts. We want to do them ourselves.
Right.
We want the free market and to televise all the games we can and make all the money we can. And
because
the Supreme Court said yes.
Because originally, the NCAA, I was reading the book about the start of ESPN, they negotiated national television contracts. Then, based upon that ruling, then conferences had the right to determine their own destiny.
And that's when the money just started skyrocketing.
I don't think the average person really understands that, first of all, athletes don't actually get scholarships. They get grants and aid, which actually are year to year. A coach can actually pull one of those grants and aid.
That's all slavery.
It's okay. It's legal. NCAA has no jurisdiction. If you're an athlete, you're stuck out. You got to figure out how you're going to school.
Actually, the NCAA has a rule saying that you can't offer more than a one-year grant and aid, even if you want to, because that allows the coaches to say, I can't do that. I can only give you year to year. Nowhere else in our society do we constrain and fetter, really chain, high-value, high-effort workers in our economy the way we do college athletes.
What stunned me was the Cam Newton story. Heisman Trophy winner, leads Auburn to a national championship, cloud of suspicion over his head the entire year because of allegations that his father tried to solicit upwards of $200,000 from Mississippi State, and people were questioning, did Auburn pay him? Under Armour has Auburn's contract for paraphernalia. How much is that contract?
$10.6 million a year just for Auburn.
$10.6 million a year just for Auburn, but also, how many Under Armour logos they were contractually obligated for Cam Newton to wear?
15 at every game, 4 on his helmet, 1 on each wristband, 1 on each shoe, I think 1 on the headband under his helmet, and several others. I can't remember them all. But they were all specified by the NCAA office that says they have to be exactly a certain size and everything else. So they regulate the commercial side of the sports and promote it right down to the tiniest detail while forbidding the athletes from selling their jerseys.
If this is not a form of pimping, I don't know what is. Okay. All right. I got to get in. I'm going straight in on this because anybody out there who understands the concept of you work for me and I make all the money and I give you some little gifts and perks right here, that is called I'm the pimp and you're my hoe. They are exploiting the crap out of these young brothers playing basketball, football. And the sad part about it is I'm just as bad as the people who's pimping them out because I'm like the John. I am a sports John. I have to admit I am a sports trick because as we speak right now, I'm watching March Madness. I'm watching Michigan play Woodford right now. I love college basketball. But
it's almost one of those things where I'm this type of person, like I'm against what they're doing to these young players, but at the same time, I'm a hell of a fan. I love college football. I love college basketball. You know, I wait every year for March Madness to come around. But at the same time, I'm supporting them pimping out these young athletes. It is what it is, man. You hear about Under Armour. That is so horrible. Under Armour has these college players and Nike, they're all guilty. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, all of them are guilty of, you know, they exploit these young boys. These young boys run around with their logos and everything, all on their uniforms. But these young boys get no revenues or payment from any of that. Like I think in that clip he said something about the University of Auburn was getting like $40 million. Is that what he said? Just for Auburn only. That's just for Auburn only, you know. And then when you, if you notice, even like when you go to local colleges these days, any college around the country, if you go to the bookstore and you go buy the majority of their merchandise and like their jerseys and, you know, with the school colors and everything, they're now they actually have like Adidas or Nike or Fila, a company, Under Armour, who actually create those products for them now. It's no longer their actual, you know, private line of their merchandising. It's just a whole lot of money. This is a perfect example of the pimp-hole relationship. And I'm just getting right down and dirty with that. I'm not even going to sugarcoat this because this is horrible. But at the same time, I'm looking right now at this Michigan game. And the stand is full. I mean, you don't even see NBA teams who have the stadium full like you see college basketball teams during March Madness. Okay? So we already know how much money is being generated. As long as you make it to the tournament, your school is going to make money. And a lot of these students that own these teams or whatever are really struggling financially. But guess what? If they do take any type of payment, and if anybody finds out about it, they get punished. This is the other big myth about the student athlete. When they sit there and say, oh, they're getting a scholarship and all that stuff, you heard that clip I just played. They don't get no full ride scholarship. That is such a lie. What they do, they pretty much get, it's kind of like a grant. But it's a year-to-year grant. If you a good little, humble little servant boy, if you a good little hoe, then we will renew your contract for another year. And then you come back again. We put you back on the stroll, and we'll sign your contract for another year. So that's a big myth, and it's a big lie. So all of my businesses out there, you have a young brother or sister who is being recruited by big colleges, read the fine print, because that fine print, you think that it's your golden ticket to success, it could actually be the biggest nightmare in your life. Okay, this is your man, Dwayne Everett. I'm taking a break. I'm feeling good now. We got the technical difficulty fixed. We back rolling, baby. We about to get into the show, and tonight we are talking about the pimp game of college sports and the college athlete. This is your man, Dwayne Everett. You listen, moving forward. I'll be back in 1 second. Peace.
I can
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
The 65 teams, the tournament is the chance of a lifetime. A few may actually go on to the NBA. But could these college athletes really just be victims of outrageous exploitation? We're bringing that question out in the open tonight. And my next guest compares the NCAA to a pimp. College sports is a billion-dollar industry. Coaches are paid millions, but the players earn nothing. And he says that has cost America's black community $250 billion over 40 years. Joining me now, Boyce Watkins, a finance professor at Syracuse University, which is not in the tournament this year. I'm not saying that just to rub it in. I didn't mean it that way. So give me an example of how you feel these student-athletes are exploited or pimped in your vernacular.
Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand exploitation when you see it. If I'm Macaulay Culkin or Dakota Fanning and I act in a $100 million blockbuster film, I'm gonna show up and get my paycheck. But for some reason, when it comes to college athletes, people say, well, they shouldn't get paid. But the thing about it, though...
They're getting scholarships. Being paid to go through school. In some cases, that's $250,000 to get their books.
That's nice.
They get lodging.
That's a very cute form of compensation. But the coaches don't get paid with tuition. The coaches get $3, $4 million salaries. If you look at a player like a Greg Oden at Ohio State, he's literally worth about $10 million a year to that university. So if you can pay him with a scholarship, that's really nice. So the fact is that the NCAA is in a really tough position. They're sort of like an elephant in a rabbit suit. You know, you're trying to tell everybody you're a bunny because you got the ears, but really, rabbits don't weigh 3,000 pounds. They signed a $6 billion contract with CBS Sports for the rights to the NCAA tournament. You've got 20 or 30 coaches making over $2 or $3 million a year. You have a valuation of the NCAA Final Four that exceeds the World Series and the NBA Finals. This is real money. This is not a bunch of kids walking, playing up and down the court. The C in NCAA really stands for cha-ching because they are making big money off of these guys. Now, I'm not saying...
Why are you so upset about this personally?
Well, because a lot of these kids, the crime in this pile is that a lot of these kids come from poverty. How can you as a coach make $2 million a year sitting in your big mansion knowing that your star player, his mother just got evicted from her apartment? That happens all the time. You have players, the coaches show up to games on private jets. The star player's mother comes by on a Greyhound bus. I know of a player that played for a school, and I'm not going to name the school to embarrass them, but his mother, he's the star of the team now. They went to the Final Four. His mother had to go to the church to beg for money to go watch her son play in this game. That's a crime, because if her son's worth that kind of money and the school's going to get a check for $15, $20 million when they win that game, his mother should not be begging for anything.
You also think it's a crime that these kids are pulled out of classes and basically become pretty lousy students in the process.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen students have their major changed because it interferes with their football schedule. Everybody knows that a lot of these so-called voluntary practices really aren't voluntary. They're actually mandatory. I've actually seen an athlete have his eligibility questioned because he got a bag of Skittles from the wrong person at the wrong time. Not even a whole bag, just a couple of Skittles out of the bag. So the thing is that these rules are put in place because they're allegedly designed to protect the athletes, but the NCAA has to watch it because there's a thin line between being a protector and a pimp.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I am such a hypocrite. Because I agree with everything he said 100%, but at the same time, I'm watching March Madness, and I'm enjoying March Madness. I am a freaking hypocrite. You might as well go ahead and punch my Willie Lynch card tonight. Yes, I am participating in the Willie Lynch plan of action tonight. Go ahead and punch my card. You have found me out. You have found my level of sellout. Yes, Dwayne Abernathy sells out to college sports. I'm laughing, but this is a serious situation. Let's get into this for a second. 250 billion dollars. I'm about to go in. Y'all know I'm about to piss somebody off. Do y'all know why I'm about to be pissed off about this $250 billion? Hey, you realize that $250 billion is revenue that's lost from the African-American community, like that clip said. And who do I have to blame for this? Desegregation. Because there was a time in college sports they didn't want us in their schools, remember? And what do they do every year? They go to all the urban schools, the public schools, and they go and cherry pick their star Negro players so they can bring them to their fancy posh colleges and sell them the dream while we make millions and billions of dollars off your hard blood, sweat, and tears. But you better not. You better not, my little golden ticket. You better not step out of line, but I'll kick your little black butt out of the school so damn quick. Does that sound like an indentured servant to you guys? Does that sound like an indentured service to you guys? Hell, does that sound like a modern-day sharecropper to you guys? This is what I want you to do now, boy. I want you to tend to my athletic department. I want you to be the star of my team. But you see that coach over there? That coach over there, we're going to pay him $4 million to oversee you now. Make sure you guys stay in line. But once you get stepped out of line, guess what? We're going to kick your butt up out of here. Now, let's get back to the $250 billion. This is what I'm talking about, how we forget what we've done to ourselves. I don't blame the University of Virginia. I don't blame Notre Dame, LSU. It's us once again taking $250 billion that can be going into our black colleges, that can be going into our community, and we just let them take it. We just give it to you like, here, we don't want this. We don't want this because why? They sold us the false dream to make us think that, oh, guess what? Your role to be a successful athlete is to play in one of our major colleges, which is actually a lie because think about it. Think of the Negro Baseball League. We own our own league, a revenue-generating league, without the major league letting black players play. It's called being self-sustaining. They did it. That's the part I'm trying to get for our people to understand. They did it. They have created something. You got to think about something. The NBA and the NFL, all those things did not make money at one time. They created something that made it self-sustainable for them to make the billions of dollars. So who's to say it would have been wrong for us if we would have demanded payment in advance for our black athletes?
Like, when they're making a big issue about Cam Newton's daddy, talking about, look, you got to pay me to put my son to go to your college. I don't see nothing wrong with that. And he was only asking, like, $200,000. I honestly agree with that. You want to pick my child out? Guess what? You're going to pay if you don't think you're going to pick my child out, because that's what they did. That's what they're doing. Think about that. Think about that for a second. A college gets the top player in the country. That player alone, like I think it was a clip I played about Greg Odom, you know, years ago, was worth $10 million a year for that school. So if they change the law and make these students go back to playing college basketball for 4 years, that is $40 million off of one athlete. And you can't get none of it? Hell, just give me 1% of that player? Come on, Pimp Daddy. So once again, I am such a hypocrite because I enjoy college sports. So now, should these students get paid? Yes, they should get paid. How much they should get paid? Hell, there's enough number men out there to figure out how much these players should get paid. But what gets me is the carrot that they dangle in front of these kids' faces and the carrot they dangle in front of their parents' faces, thinking like, you're about to get a four-year ride to college, and once again, it is a lie. You do not get a four-year ride to play college sports. I'm going to tell you guys, a great documentary to check out, I believe it's on Netflix right now, is called Schooled, and it talks about this whole thing about the student-athletes and should they get paid. All right? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break. When we get back, we'll get more into this pimp game of the college athletes. All right? And once again, I'm such a hypocrite because I'm watching the game right now.
What of the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the double song.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh, click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad.
Yeah, I'm talking re, yeah, I'm talking B, and I'm talking me, yeah, I'm talking bossy, I ain't talking Khalees, your money too short, you can't be talking to me, yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree, good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we, me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250, 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me, now who with me, Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe, translation, I'm the hish, least that's what my neck say, least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all our eyes winning only means one thing. You ain't fucking with the click. Click.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are that will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
They play for the love of the game, for their families, for the opportunity to go to college, for a chance to go pro, and to bring glory to their school. But in the greedy world of college sports, it's the student athletes who are getting played. An Epic's original documentary, School at the Price.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Move Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Tonight, live broadcast, March 20th, 2014. I'm broadcasting live from Somerset, Kentucky. I'm actually in blue territory, you know, the Kentucky Wildcats territory. Man, it's so funny. I've seen so many people walk around there blue and white today. And I'm actually a fan of Kentucky. They're actually one of my favorite college basketball teams. But once again, I'm a hypocrite. And I don't know how I feel about that. It's like I totally agree with paying athletes. I am totally against the pimping out of our young brothers in college sports. You know? But at the same damn time, I'm in the stands. I'm watching it, though. It's like, oh, my God. It's like I need help. I need to find help. So check this out. Okay. Let's get into this for a second, because I'm still stuck on this $250 billion that, once again, we have let go from the African-American community. I mean, and the thing about it is, our cream of the crop athletes go to these colleges that pretty much can care less about our brothers and sisters on the education level. They're pretty much prize horses, pretty much. They're profit-generating entities for that particular school. But then we have our black historic colleges that are just struggling. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a couple of athletes that made it to the pros from black colleges, but they just struggle so hard. And could you imagine that revenue actually could be going into our black institutions? So I want to pose the question, is it too late for us to create some type of black college student, I don't know, coalition or something to help push and get some of this $250 billion back into our community? Hey, March Madness alone brings in about $6 billion to the NCAA. But you know, that biggest argument is what? We don't need to pay them because what? It's their fancy word. Instead of them calling your child a hoe or calling your child an indentured servant, they found a sweeter word and they call your child a student athlete. Sometimes written student athlete is a participant in organized competitive sports sponsored by the educational
institution in which he or she is involved. Keyword, sponsored by. But that, they still don't even look at your child as an entity of that, that university. They're sponsoring your child to participate. Okay? Then it says, student athletes must typically balance the roles of being a full-time student and a full-time athlete, which is BS. We're going to get into that later. Due to the educational institution being colleges, they offer athletic scholarships in various sports. Once again, another big lie. They offer pretty much athletic grants to give you housing and fill a seat in their classrooms, but they really control everything that you do your whole life while you're an athlete. All right? Many student athletes are compensated with scholarships to attend these institutions, but these scholarships are not mandatory to be considered a student athlete. In the United States, athletic scholarships are largely regulated by either the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, also known as NAIA, or the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, which sets minimum standards for both the individual awards, the individuals awarded the scholarships. Did you guys know that the NCAA was a nonprofit organization? They are pimping. This is what you call pimping, P-I-M-P. So they don't have to pay their student athletes in hyphen, and they don't have to pay the government. This stuff runs so deep, it's like you got to put on your BS boots. I'm going to come up with a clothing line called BS Boots. I'm going to come up with my own shooting line called BS Boots. And the more that I think about this, it's like be ashamed to be watching March Madness right now. Or I can do what I'm doing now and put the word out and let's mandate and start pushing these schools to start paying these students. And they say prostitution is illegal in this country. Come on, man. So that's what a student athlete is. That's a fancy word for college hoe or indentured servant. That's a fancy word, student athlete. We're talking about in the March Madness alone, we're talking about $6 billion. Billion with a B. This is what the networks make. Check out this clip. This is what the networks make right here, baby.
Business for colleges and universities headed to the big dance. CBS paid the NCAA $6 billion for the television rights. But who gets all that money? News 10 Now's Kate McVeigh spoke with one SU professor who says the players are the ones who should profit.
Boyce Watkins says he loves college basketball just as much as the next guy. But he does have one complaint. He says it's no longer a game, it's a business.
What a lot of people see is they see a bunch of kids running up and down the court and having fun and, you know, and representing their schools, but they don't hear the cha-chings going on in the background.
Watkins points out the NCAA's $6 billion deal for television rights to March Madness. Combine that with corporate sponsors, ticket sales, and team merchandise, and Watkins says universities make millions every season. And he says the only people not getting paid are the ones who matter most.
There's something wrong when I'm the coach of this team and I'm showing up to games on a private plane, but my star player's mother is taking a Greyhound bus. That doesn't make any sense because we all know basketball games don't happen without basketball players.
But should college athletes get paid? Many of them already get a free ride to school. But Watkins argues that's not enough. He says players should get at least a yearly stipend for their work.
Do you know that the university probably makes more money in one nationally televised basketball game than it costs them to pay an entire year's tuition for every single member of that team?
The debate could go on and on. Student athletes are amateurs, therefore shouldn't get a paycheck. They don't have time to work after classes, so they should be reimbursed. There are two sides to this story, but Dr. Boyce Watkins is sticking to his. In Syracuse,
this man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening, moving forward here on YazzaRadio.com. $6 billion. $6 billion. So, I mean, maybe I'm not clear on something. So, I'm saying, say for instance, the average, say for instance, if you are getting this so-called education that they're saying they're paying for, okay? The same president gets $30,000 a year. So that's $120,000. That's $120,000 in 4 years, if you stay president for 4 years, right? Now, you heard me before say that, say, for like an athlete, like, say, for instance, in the recent years, like a Greg Odom who went to Ohio State was worth $10 million a year to that school. Okay? Is it unheard of, or is it too outrageous to ask, okay, if the tuition for 1 year is $30,000, now the school pays $60,000, $30,000 in his pocket, $30,000 for his education? Do you think that that's a fair assessment? I think so. And this is what gets me about trying to be dealing with the laws. Do you see how they can create and manipulate laws to make it benefit them how they want it? Like, the schools, the colleges can sit back and say, oh, they're student athletes, so it's like this is extracurricular activity. Well, guess what? This is extracurricular activity. Why the hell are you out there closing $6 billion deals with networks? If you're not in this to make the money, why you protect yourself behind tax shelters by being a nonprofit organization? It's just so, I mean, do you see how backhanded and crooked this stuff is? But once again, people like myself don't agree with it. But guess what? We're not out there protesting. We're not turning the television off. We're sitting up there watching March Madness, and I'm guilty of it myself. And at the same time, we still let $250 billion leave our community. Here it is right here. National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, is a nonprofit association of 1,281 institutions, conferences, organizations, and individuals that organize the athletic programs of many colleges and universities in the United States and Canada. Its headquarters is, guess what, Indianapolis, Indiana. Shut the front door. Let me repeat this if y'all don't understand. The National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, is a nonprofit association of 1,281 institutions, conferences, organizations, and individuals that organize the athletic programs of many colleges and universities in the United States and Canada. Its headquarters is in Indianapolis, Indiana. In other words, NCAA stands for We Pimpin'. I'm going to find out what that acronym. That acronym does not stand for National Collegiate Athletic Association. That's a totally different acronym. You know what I'm saying? That's more like, I ain't even going to say what I really wanted to say. But anyway, it's blatant. It is blatant right there in our face, showing us that, look, we are going to once again exploit your young African-American brothers, okay, and sell them the false dream. And the thing about it is, now they're complaining and crying that a lot of these college players have got smart, and they're like one and done. They're like, you know what, we're going to play and then we're going to get our money, because why should I sit there and let you make $40 million off me? You know what, I'm going to let you make that $10 million.
okay, I'm gonna let you pick me up for 1 year. But then I'm out. Then I'm out. And then the thing about it is they actually own the rights of your image to make money off you for a lifetime. Like the one clip I played before, they said that they still playing, selling video games with Oscar Robertson's image, and he gets nothing. He gets nothing. That's like how they used to play us back in the music business, where a black musician would, you know, make a song or whatever, and he would get no publishing from his music, and then at the same time, they would cover his music with a white musician. So you're going to tell me that I played basketball for a college 40 years ago, and you sit up to making all this money off me, and I get no residuals? Who does that? How the hell is something like that even legal? And that's why I'm so happy and support that O'Bannon, who used to play for UCLA, took their asses to court. And I believe he won. I believe he actually won. But this is the part that gets me. There is a group of people out there who just still want to live the lie and say, oh, they're getting a free education, and yeah, they're getting this, they're getting that. And we know that that is also a lie, too. You know, I mean, come on now. I'm so torn on this subject. I got to be honest. I mean, right now, I'm like, the more and more I talk about this tonight, the more and more it hits home to me that how can I sit up here and totally disagree with something, but then at the same time, I am sitting up here supporting something that I don't agree with. That makes me a true hypocrite. I'm the first to tell everybody in the world right now listening to me on YazerRadio.com that, yes, your man Dwayne Abernathy is a hypocrite. But going back to my plan, I don't understand how would that be so hard if you are making $10 million off of a star player and the education is like you just match whatever that year's school is. So if it's a $30,000 a year tuition, you pay him $30,000. That's $60,000. Just for that. I don't understand how the numbers are there. I mean, the numbers are there. Hell, the one tournament every year that starts off NCAA college basketball season pays for that whole year. It really does. It really does. Right here it says, the typical Division I college football player devotes 43.3 hours per week to his sport and 3.3 more hours than the typical American work week. Did you hear that? That right there, it seemed like a violation of the labor law to me. The typical Division I college player devotes 43.3 hours per week for his sport, 3.3 more hours than a typical American work week, and he gets nothing. He gets nothing. And then if he does get something, he gets punished, just like your pimp slapping you. What, my home? What? You mean you did what? You went and got $1,000 because your mother's car said they was hungry? Slap you. You're suspended. Tell me that's not the pimp game. And then they sell you the dream. You're going to go pro. I think it's like 1% that goes pro. That's if you don't get hurt. Although the NCAA claims college athletes are just students, the NCAA owns tournament schedules require college athletes to miss classes for nationally televised games to bring in revenue. So what's the priority? Your education or you on the whole stroll? Did you guys not hear me? Let me repeat this. Although the NCAA claims college athletes are just students, The NCAA own tournament schedules require college athletes to miss classes for nationally televised games to bring in revenue. Man, I can remember one of my buddies that I went to high school with. I'm not going to say his name, but he played Division I basketball. But then that first year of him being in college playing Division I basketball, his mom ended up moving into a new house. She didn't change her job, but she got a new house some kind of way. He ended up getting a brand new truck. He didn't have a job, but all of a sudden he got a new truck. So don't get me wrong, there are some under-the-table payments being made. But you got to be hush-hush about it, because if you say anything about it, guess what? I'm going to pimp slap you. I'm going to pimp slap you. Currently, the NCAA Division I football championship is played on a Monday night. This year's National Football Championship game required Florida State football players to miss the first day of spring classes because it was big payday. You see how I'm slow? It's like an onion. Do you know how they say you pull off the layers of the onion, and the more you pull it off, the smell gets worse? I think that's the onion. I think that's the onion most example that they use. But you see how we'll get deeper into this whole college sports thing, how dirtier and nastier it gets. This is like straight up organized crime to the fullest. And it's so-called legal. Tell me the difference. Tell me the difference. I'm a pimp. Get out there and make my money. Bring me my money. If you don't, I'm going to slap you up and punish you. Get out there and go to practice. Go to practice. Go do this interview. Get on this plane. Fly out. Play prime time. Play a game. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to suspend you. I'm going to hold back your so-called scholarship. That's the same to me. Like the old saying says, to walk like a duck and quack like a duck, GD, that's a duck. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break. You listen to Move Forward here on YazzaRadio.com.
Because I just want to love you, baby. I don't want to waste no time. Want to be your only one, baby, please.
With a made man in it, rose gold shades with the rose lenses, pink champagne in the flow so endless. All I seek is perfection, ain't no secrets, I'ma eat that for breakfast. Keep her close to me like lyrics she spoke to me, in the middle of the winter summer, let her close to me.
All these stars out and these people know my name. I could be so pretentious, but he likes me all the same.
Never
never be on common ground. Till it's up back getting.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. This is Moving Forward here on YIZERRadio.com. Live broadcast March 20th, 2014. Broadcasting live from Somerset, Kentucky. I'm in blue country, baby. Kentucky Wildcat country. And tonight, we are talking about the student-athlete. The relationship between the student-athlete and the colleges that they play for, and should the NCAA pay these student-athletes. And what I've been going through tonight, I pretty much showed a perfect example of how an indentured servant or sharecropping work. It's like it's the same difference. I mean, it's the same thing as also a relationship between a pimp and his hoe. It's like, now I'm going to give credit to Enterprise. What they actually like about Enterprise, they show it in their videos, I mean, in their commercials, ex-student athletes who work for Enterprise. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool because those are the students that, guess what? They didn't make it to the pros. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that none of these students have great careers after being a college athlete and don't make it to the pros. I'm just saying the majority of them don't. And the whole setup of the NCAA just seem like it's almost like an illegal organized, it's pretty much organized sports. Because think about who all makes money. Think about this for a second. Who all makes money from a college student playing sports? The school makes money. They give the opportunity for a coach to make millions of dollars. The supporters of the school make millions of dollars. The athletic companies make millions of dollars. The broadcasting networks make millions of dollars. The sponsors of these programs, like Capital One, make millions of dollars. The telecasters of the game, they make at least hundreds or even not millions of dollars. You see what I'm talking about? The merchandisers makes millions of dollars. You see all of this? You see all of this? And at the bottom of all this revenue is what? A black male. Just like freaking slavery. A black male has potential to generate all this income, and you get nothing? We have 80% of our African-American players playing football and basketball, and the black community gets nothing? $250 billion, and we get none of it? Notre Dame, perfect example. It's owned by what, the Catholic Church? It's a Catholic school? So the Catholic Church is getting money off of Notre Dame? The freak, the United States Navy has their own academy. They have a football team. So the government's making their money. Everybody's getting their freaking money out of this but the African-American community. And this is another example of what we gave away. This is a part of the economic structure that I talk about that was not created during the Civil Rights Movement. We were like, oh, go get a better education. Dr. Martin Luther King went to Morehouse. A lot of our black leaders went to black colleges, went to Howard, Morehouse, Spelman, Norfolk State, Bowie State. I could name them all. Southern. I can Grambling, I can name them off and off. Why are these athletes playing at those schools? Why are we getting that money? I went to a black college. I went to Norfolk State. I went to a black college. Morris Brown in Atlanta, Georgia, it shut down. One of the oldest black colleges in the country. Why? Because there's no real money there. They had some crooks working there, but I'm just saying, this is what I'm talking about, people. Everybody benefits off the fruits of our labor except for us. But I'm a hypocrite because I'm sitting up here watching Michigan play right now. I'm a hypocrite. I'm the first to admit to it. But I'm going to do something to fix it. I'm going to do my part to fix it. You can guarantee that. All right, check this out. Their biggest sale is their student athletes. So that means their education is important to us. So why do I keep pulling out all these points that totally opposite of them being students? And I'm not making this up. Like, here we go right here. The annual NCAA men's basketball tournament affects more than 6 days of classes. Truly madness if the players aren't employees. So, I don't work for you. I'm a student, but you're going to pull me out of class so I can go participate in your March Madness and make sure that you get your big payday. This is one of the things that we say is called in plain sight. Like, I'm going to disrespect you in plain sight. I'm not going to hide it. I'm blatantly showing you that I am pimping you. I'm showing all you parents that I'm pimping your child. And I'm showing all you fans, like myself, that you are a trick for our hoes. If anybody can continue to get on TV and do sports broadcasts and constantly claim, oh, they're students, they're getting an education, your ass is crazy. The NCAA currently produces nearly $11 billion in annual revenue from college sports. Wow. That total actually put more than the estimated total league revenues of both the National Basketball Association and the National Hockey League. So that NBA doesn't make all that money, and they're paying their players. So colleges are getting up to, the NCAA is making $11 billion with a B and keeping it all within their little organization. How many organizations did I say within the NCAA? So 1,281 institutions, conferences, organizations, and individuals are sharing that $11 billion. And ain't none of it trickling down to the African-American community, which is their number one slave. Oh, did I say slave? Oops, did I call them slaves? I'm sorry. Student athletes. None of that is trickling down to the student athletes. That's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's actually ugly.
It all sounds so very noble. The kid is getting his scholarship, and it's wonderful, and it's school spirit, and the teamwork. We all buy that crap about sports, and some of it is true. There's a certain ugliness to it, and we don't like to see ugly things, and so we cover our eyes and don't pay attention.
It's ugly, baby. It's ugly. Yeah, so these kids need to get paid. Or you need to just come out and be honest and quit hiding behind this whole student-athlete myth. So, check this out. You guys remember earlier this year that, do you know who Mary Wingham is? She's the one that pretty much broke the news that the students in North Carolina weren't going to class. And this is where race comes into play. I try my best to not bring up race all the time, right? But North Carolina had this class, I want to call it, it's called African Studies or whatever, and it was a class for the athletes to participate. It was like one of their classes or whatever, but they really weren't going to class. And so this lady right here was a whistleblower and pretty much said that these kids aren't going to class and they can't read, most of them can't read past the fifth grade level. And which goes back to the whole part of their lie, talking about all their student athletes. It's a fraud, man. It's all a fraud. And what gets me about the whole part about saying racism, and so in North Carolina, you can find another class. You're going to create a class called African Studies to be one of your so-called shadow classes where the kids really aren't going to class. This is horrible, man. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break to this and moving forward here on YazzaRadio.com. We're going to get into this whole, the education side of this thing, because it's all a lie, man. It's all a lie, but at the same time, I'm a hypocrite.
Watching you take heaven's nation to Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YIZERRadio.com, March 20th, 2014, live broadcast out of Somerset, Kentucky. Yo, when you guys get a chance, make sure you log on to our social network, YIZER.com, which is YIZZOR, our social network. Get all your conscious news and reports of what's going on in our black community, and also support the African-American-owned businesses, YIZER.com. Or if you are African-American business, register with YIZER.com so you can promote your business to our community. We can build and grow the black dollar. All right, let's get back into this whole myth of the college student-athlete. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this story that broke earlier in the year by a lady named Mary Wingham in North Carolina. Now, I'm going to read this little thing to you from a clip from her article, and it says right here, "Nevertheless, we are investigating all the claims being made." Well, that's the jargon from the school. No, this is what I want to hear. This is what she says. In a CNN story last week, Wingham said her research of 183 football or basketball players at the UNC from 2004 to 2012 found 60% reading at a fourth or eighth grade level and roughly 10% below a third grade level. She said she worked with one men's basketball player early in her 10-year tenure who could not read or write. How sad is that? And the bad part about it, I'm one of the guilty parties who supports this. I watch college sports. And I am actually guilty of supporting this big-ass lie. There ain't no STEM student-athletes. What these are or indentured servants for the universities. These are hoes for the college pimps. And 90% of them are African-American brothers and sisters. And our communities get nothing out of this. Our black colleges are getting nothing out of this. This is a machine that's full of corruption. These boys can't read. These boys can't write. And NCAA standing behind the fact of saying that these guys are student athletes. And then the crazy part about it, we also have African Americans and others who bought into this whole myth, and they will fight you tooth and nail that it's great
for these student athletes. If anything, these kids should be in school. Okay, say for instance, if there is a balance. Say for instance, after the season's over, you have to go to class. I can see it, but that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. That's why they should go ahead and pay them. Let's call it what it is. Let's keep it real. Let's just call it for what it is. Let's just pay you and damn the education, because you're not getting no education anyway. You're not getting no education anyway. But there's some fools out there who believe that they're getting these so-called educations. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a few that are getting education, but the majority aren't. The majority of them are not getting an education, especially in today's world of college sports, because there's a bunch of one-and-dones. So you go straight from high school, let you probably been pampered and treated like you're the golden child. Then you go 1 year of college, same thing, get treated like the golden child, and then you go off to the pros. The level of education is where? The level of education is, guess what? You be a good little hoe until you get up out of here and go pro. There's people who will fight you tooth and nail about this. I'm going to play this clip, and we're going to get into this whole thing like this, the education of the student athlete. They should just take that out. We just call them college athletes. There's no such thing as a student athlete.
Let's move on now to our panel. Joseph C. Phillips is back. Ed Schultz, Jeff Johnson. Gentlemen, I want to read you a pretty harsh critique now from the Nonprofit Center for College Affordability and Productivity. An immoral and shameful exploitation of students occurs as the sports cartel, better known as the NCAA, works to assure that the financial gains of sports accrue to the universities and the adults running athletic operations, not to the children verging on adults who are providing the entertainment. It is a scandal. Ed, you are a former college athlete, almost made it to the pros. What's your reaction to Boyce's argument?
I only got $15 a month to buy pizza, so I really didn't have a very good deal.
Did you get a scholarship?
I did have a scholarship, and I think that is the reward, and that says a lot. There's a lot of kids today that are getting out of college that have got a tremendous amount of debt. These athletes have got an opportunity to walk away debt-free with an education. Now, keep in mind, if you want to run a dirty program, you can do it. But it starts at the top with the president. If you've got a good president who's got a solid philosophy, who hires a coach with a solid philosophy, the system is going to work. It's not going to be perfect. But the fact is that if you start paying players, Paula, it's a slippery slope. The next thing you know, you got the seventh grade basketball coach on the payroll because this kid might be a star someday, and we got to, you know, have the feeder system come out.
The reality is the seventh grade coach is already on the payroll. Being paid by Nike or Adidas or these
so
two companies that run the camp. In many cases, there's a lack of integrity. But the problem is, even with the notion that you've put out there, is that too many of these athletes don't get degrees. They're not encouraged to get degrees. They're not encouraged to go to class. If they're injured.
But the bottom line is...
It's not exactly true what Jeff is saying. Because I think that this issue that we're discussing now is an issue of luxury. Because the fact is that when you look through the NCAA and you look at programs, like you said, good programs like Notre Dame, we have a graduation rate of 98%.
But what is the GPA you need to get into Notre Dame in the first place?
Let me finish my point. The point is that across the nation, students on athletic scholarships have a higher graduation rate than the regular student body. In addition to getting 4 years of paid of scholarship to some of the finest universities in the country, they are graduating at a higher rate than.
Well, why don't we do this? Let me finish my point.
Okay.
Why don't we pay them what they're worth?
Quickly. The fact remains that even though graduation rates are up, black students are graduating at about 20 points a gap between white students and black students, athletes and non-athletes. The real issue is, why do we continue to have this gap among college athletes who have all of the benefits, who have tutoring, money, all of this,
but
are graduating.
Speak to teachers that have low expectations, coaches that are allowing students to take classes that aren't challenging. I'll let you talk.
Yes, you do.
But we have to be serious about what is a student athlete,
and
setting the stage,
right.
And then dealing with the
and
then dealing with the millions
of
dollars
that
are made. They are creating dollars for the university and for other students who are not working in revenue producing.
This is where I agree with you.
What's up? What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening to Moving Forward here on GeyserRadio.com. You know what? I like Ed Schultz. But that's the typical answer for someone with blinders on, for someone who had privilege. Because a lot of these brothers, or a lot of these so-called student athletes that they're talking about, are African-American brothers that are coming from areas of the country where they don't have privilege. So you got to get what you can while the getting's good. And these boys are not getting educated. That is a lie, lie, lie. Then that brother is on there. I cannot think of that brother's name, but he played in a movie years ago with Halle Berry and Tommy Davidson, and he played the same house Negro that he was just acting like this now, talking about some of the best colleges in the country. Guess what? Guess why they're the best colleges in the country? Because they didn't take $250 billion out of the black community. Hell, I'd be a prestigious college, too, if I had $250 billion. Tax-free, but don't have to pay no employees. He kept on crying, Notre Dame, Notre Dame. Why wasn't he saying Howard? Morehouse. Bowie State, Central State, they don't register. Black colleges don't even register when it comes to athletics. Why? We're the bottom of the barrel. And then a very few Ivy League schools are talking about when it comes to athletics. You get what I'm saying? We let another one get away. But it's a lot about the whole education thing. These boys cannot read. A lot of these boys can't write. A lot of these boys are getting degrees in something they can't use out in the real world. You get what I'm saying? Because how do you have time to even study? Because you're always on the road. Or you're always at practice. Or you're always at meetings. Or you're always at community events. Who are you fooling, NCAA? You fooling people like Ed Schultz? But who are you really fooling? You fooling a lot of parents who put their hopes and dreams in their child about to be the next LeBron James? But what happens when that person student gets hurt? Then the college just kicked the child to the curb, and it's on you to pay your medical bills. Oh, we can't renew your athletic scholarship in hyphen. Because you're hurt. You're pretty much not an earner for us no more. That's pretty much what they're saying. You're a hoe that got pregnant. You're pregnant. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm getting straight. I'm going straight in. Because it's the truth. Are a commodity. That's all you are. That's it. We don't care about you. We don't love you. We don't love your mother. We don't love your father. We don't love you. We love what you can do for us. We love the fact that you can stay in line and do what we tell you to do. Student athlete in hyphens.
I don't doubt that people care about athletes, but if you care about somebody, deal first with their rights. Imagine this. Suppose the university were to say, we're going to have amateurism for all the students on our campus so we can be consistent. And that means that you can't get a job in the campus bookstore if you're an undergraduate, that you can't be paid as a teaching assistant if you're a graduate student. You're an amateur. You would think it's preposterous to deny these people their rights. And yet for one class of students, the athletes, we say, it's not up to you, it's up to us. If you are concerned with the athletes, deal with their rights. Everything else is an adjustment. Right now we're not dealing with the rights, and therefore, from my point of view, no matter how much you care about the athletes, you're involved in a fraud, and it's going to come crashing down sooner or later.
Jack Lang from the Naval Academy. The student does not have consent. You can't have the animals running the zoo in a college education.
Okay, you said it. The animals in the zoo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Animals running the zoo. That was an administrator at a college. I forget the name of the activist who against athletes not getting paid, but that was an administrator from that college who got caught on tape saying you cannot have the animals running the zoo. You're an animal. You're a racehorse. You're a racehorse. You're a prize racehorse running up and down that field, running up and down that court. And what do they normally do with racehorses once they break their leg and can't win for me no more? We put you down. We put you down. So I've been playing college basketball for you or college football for you. I haven't been going to class because, you know, you guys have been pushing me through. So now I get hurt and I can't read. Well, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, coach? What am I supposed to do, athletic director? What am I supposed to do? This is the real problem. This clip I'm about to play is going to show you guys, outside of the money, is really the dark side of being a student athlete.
A CNN investigation reveals a startling number of college athletes cannot read above grade school level. CNN took a good long look at records at several public universities across the country and found that many football and basketball players can read somewhere between a fourth and eighth grade level. Our investigation revealed a staggering achievement gap between college athletes and their peers at the same institution. The analysis included my own alma mater, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, which was once the focus of a scandal involving student-athletes who were allegedly enrolled in classes that required little or no work. We talked with one academic counselor there who pored over 8 years' worth of test scores from nearly 200 basketball and football players. And here's what she told us. She found that up to 25% of players in these bigger, these revenue-generating sports programs don't have the skills to take classes at a community college. Look at these numbers with me. 8% were reading below a fourth grade level. 60% were reading somewhere between fourth and eighth grade reading levels. And even though reforms have been put in place, that counselor at UNC, Mary Willingham, remains skeptical that Carolina is doing right by its players.
We say that we made 120 changes, which you can make all the changes you want, but if you're still not meeting students where they're at as an educator and bringing them along so that they can have success in the classroom, then those changes are all for nothing.
Experts say it's tough for a busy college athlete to improve his or her reading ability in just 4 years. Talk to other critics, and they accuse the schools of putting athletic departments' needs ahead of the students. Let's talk about this. This is CNN political commentator and nationally syndicated radio host Ben Ferguson and Gene Boyd. He is a senior associate athletic director at Arizona State University. So welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Brooke.
Ben, let's begin with you because you were mighty fiery on Twitter. You're calling these college programs, your word was corrupt. Tell me
sure.
What you were saying.
Well, it's corrupt because you've got billions of dollars that are coming in here. These students are coming in, and every single person, including the chancellor, the dean, the athletic director, those in charge of compliance, they all make more money if the university wins more games. They make more money if they get bigger TV contracts. They make more money if they move to a bigger conference. So, and if you get caught, you don't go to jail. If you get caught, does it really matter if you already made millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars? I mean, look at the old coaches that have been in college. The whole entire program got destroyed, and where do they end up? In the NBA or on the sidelines of the NFL? They made their millions, and so this idea that people are shocked, that grown adults would take advantage of children.
These athletes who are shortchanged. I mean, that's what it is. They're shortchanged. They're not, you know, educated. If they're reading at these low levels and they're in college, and those who do not make it to the, you know, the pros, I really feel for them, but that's another matter. Gene, to you, I mean, you're in the thick of things at Arizona State, and I'm just curious, what are you seeing? I mean, among these, you know, big-time athletes as far as reading levels go, and what about the guys who you all are recruiting in high school?
Sure, Brooke. I'll first say that as a former student athlete myself in a revenue sport, I was a football student athlete at Arizona State University. I reflect on that experience with referees and really owe a lot to the individuals that I worked with during that time period. And where that experience brought me. I'm an individual from an inner city background, mm-hmm. lower socioeconomics. So a lot of those risk factors that we would be talking about, I possessed and had the opportunity to go to community college and then to Arizona State and have a wonderful experience that helped me along the way every step into where I am today as a senior level administrator at the institution. With that being stated, we do receive or have individuals that enter institutions across the country who are deficient in certain skill level as it relates to reading and writing, et cetera, and it's our responsibility on every level, community college, university, and anywhere in between to provide support that can close that gap of performance. Obviously, different institutions have different admission standards, and individuals should be admitted based on what those standards are at their institution.
Go ahead, Ben, jump
in. But the problem is this. The problem is the reality is, if you are good enough, all that was just mentioned is thrown out the window. Look, I was a college athlete on a college scholarship. Hmm. I was in a non-big sport. I played tennis. We actually had to go to class. We actually had to study. We didn't get special treatment because we weren't a star football or basketball player. But I think it's virtually impossible today for any football team to compete in the top 10 on a regular basis without playing by the same set of rules. It is a billion-dollar industry. Just look at the coaches who are getting six and seven figures in endorsement deals because they're winning. Everything is set up to take advantage of students, and how many of them actually go pro? 1% of NCAA athletes go pro, maybe in these big sports, if even it's 1%. So you got guys that graduate. They've got a piece of paper. You've got the administrators, the ADs, the chancellors who all got paid. They got new buildings being built. They've got season tickets being sold.
Which then
and
helps
guess
other
what?
Students
that
as well
academically
read. When you have the money coming into the school, I'm just saying. But I hear you loud and clear, Ben Ferguson, I do.
I mean,
yeah,
these kids are being taken advantage of.
Gene, final word.
I think that there are, in alignment with those investments being made in stadiums and in contracts and all, there's investments being made in academics as well. The institutions that we work with are responsible for providing an opportunity for these young men and women to develop themselves to be champions in life. And every, you've seen over the past 50 years.
I got to disagree because making someone a champion in life means they can actually do the work at the college level.
Absolutely.
When you take advantage
Absolutely.
Of students and they're reading at a fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade letter level, that is not making
not
them
okay.
champions for life, no
not
matter
okay.
how you put
well,
it.
Champion in life. That brother right there had him a big, huge glass of Willie Lynch Kool-Aid. He had no clue that they're a program droid. They know them students can't read. They know those students can't write. And he's just sitting there speaking that old same old jargon. Oh, we're a prestigious university. We're providing a free education to these students. It ain't free. Ain't nothing in this world free. Ain't nothing in this world free. Anybody tell you that, they lying to you. Well, I'm going to show you how it ain't free. NCAA March Madness sponsors. AT&T. Capital One, Coca-Cola, Allstate, Buffalo Wild Wings, Buick, Burger King, Enterprise, Infinity, LG, Lowe's, Nabisco, Northwestern Mutual, Reese's, UPS. And you want them to play for free. You can't pay these boys $30,000 a year. $30,000 a year.
instead of substantial shares of college sports revenues stay in the hands of selected few administrators, athletic directors, and coaches. So when that coach comes to your house to recruit your child, oh, I love your son, and we care about what happens to him in his future, he is a pimp. You just let a pimp into your house. You just let a pimp into your house. This year alone, the University of Alabama reported $143 million in athletic revenues. $143 million. And you cannot pay these boys $30,000 a year? That's more money than 30 NHL teams, 25 to 30 NBA teams. $143 million in one frapping year. What are we going to do about it? Or we could continue to be hypocrites like myself. This is man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break. I only have 10 minutes left. When I get back, I will be closing out the show because we got to find a solution to this situation.
Polaris. Double M. Slip and slide collabo. Let's get it.
What he talking about? No, I've been aroma, but let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip and slide in the body until you get there.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. Lift her spot, just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was 4 shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, but you were the same that last night. Girl, I swear to God.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
They don't have those dollars floating around to get from the doctors. I think the combination of the billion-dollar industry that football has become, these television contracts, and then the risk that these players are putting themselves at by stepping on that football field every day, something has to change. We just need to figure out what that change is and what the right solution is.
Feldman says from the NCAA's point of view, pay-to-play would ultimately strike any vestige of student from the student-athlete, making it strictly commercial, no different from professional sports, removing the academics from the equation. And there would be other complications you may never have thought of.
In terms of potential workers' compensation issues, potentially making these student-athletes employees, and then the rights that come with that, and then the potential for collective bargaining rights for the players.
Nonetheless, Feldman suggests the handwriting is on the wall.
I think all that pressure is going to force the NCAA to open up a little bit, compensate these student-athletes a little bit more, or at least make them whole. Because, again, that's what lawsuits often do, is I'd rather not have a judge tell me what to do. I'm going to do it on my own because I'm going to get a better result if it's voluntary as opposed to a judge forcing me to do something.
And pay for game day efforts isn't the only matter involving compensation for college athletes. Last week, a federal judge in California issued a ruling that allows a suit filed by current and former players against the NCAA to move forward. Those players want a cut of broadcast revenues for the use of their names and likenesses.
Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. Solutions. Number one, continue to do the one-and-done thing. Keep it real. Go get your money. Until the greedy pimps of the NCAA change the rules, go ahead and do your one-and-done. Get your money. Number two, the bigger picture of changing this corruption in the NCAA is we have to, one, get organized, and you will have to start doing that with your local government and also with the right legal team. It has to be a legal organization that's willing to take on this battle, because the whole thing is like this. They keep talking about make them employees and make them dealing with workman comp or whatever, those ways around that. Just make everybody a 1099 contract work for hire. Make them work for hire. Take the whole education thing out the loop. Take it out the loop. Put college student athletes, their contractors, work for hire. Problem solved. The whole situation to this whole thing is pure greed. The same greed that built this country, the pure greed that keeps running the corporations of this country, it's all about greed. And unfortunately, my people, we are stuck in this greed because we keep feeding them, just like the prison system, we keep feeding them their workers or their clientele. We feeding it to them because we have all bought into the dream of my child is going to be the next superstar. All right. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and closing out tonight's show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry for all the technical difficulty tonight. And also, please log on to Yizor.com. That's YIZZOR to get all the updated news that's going on in our community, and also support the African-American business owners who are network members of Yizor.com so we can build this black dollar. I will see you guys, God willing, on Sunday. And like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace, and I'm out, and there's going to be no more technical difficulties. Peace.
Tell me where you wanna go, what you wanna do. So we living it like we own it.
sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services.